joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Verse 23, Bible says, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Pulling them out of the fire. For just a couple moments, I want to preach to you on this thought. Reach for the hands. Reach for the hands.
Por unos cuantos momentos le voy a predicar de este tema. Busca las manos.
Amen. I wonder, can you lift up your voice right now?
¿Puedo ser, si alguien puede levantar su voz?
We praise you, Jesus.
Te alabamos, Jesús.
We magnify you, oh God.
Te magnificamos, oh Dios.
We've come for a move tonight.
Venimos para un movimiento.
God, continue to move in this house.
Dios continúa de moverse en este lugar.
Anoint my lips of clay.
Unge mis labios de barro.
Let everybody say in Jesus' name.
Y que todos digan en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Clap your hands before you're seated before the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Aplauden sus manos antes que se sienten.
At 8:46 on the morning of September 11, 2001.
A las 8:46 de la mañana el sábado en septiembre de 2001.
The United States became a nation transformed.
El Estados Unidos fue una nación transformada.
An airliner traveling at hundreds of miles per hour.
Un avión viajando a cientos de millas por hora.
And carrying some 10,000 gallons of jet fuel.
Y cargando algún 10,000 galones de avioneta.
Plowed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
Fueron y pegaron contra el Centro Comercio Mundial.
At 9:03, a second airliner hit the South Tower.
A las 9:03 de la mañana, un segundo avión le pegó a la Torre Sur.
And both collapsed less than 90 minutes later.
Y las dos se cayeron a menos de 90 minutos después.
Up to 50,000 people worked in the Twin Towers each day.
Hasta 50,000 personas trabajaban en esos centros cada día.
At 9:37, the same morning.
A las 9:37 esa misma mañana.
A third airliner slammed into the western face of the Pentagon.
Un avión pegó contra el oeste de la pared del Pentágono.
At 10:03, a fourth airliner crashed into a field in southern Pennsylvania.
A las 10:03 de la mañana alguien cayó en Pennsylvania.
It had been aimed at the United States Capitol or at the White House.
Estaba sido aterrizada para quería pegar al Estados Unidos.
And was forced down by heroic passengers armed with the knowledge that America was under attack.
Pero pasajeros que tenían valor pelearon contra ese avión.
Fire and smoke billowed upward.
El fuego y el humo empezaron a subir.
Steel, glass, ash, and bodies fell below.
El hierro, el vidrio y todo empezó a subir.
And with uncertainty of what would happen next,
y sin seguridad de lo que iba a pasar el siguiente,
first responders would rush into what could and what would be many of their last moments.
Los que primero respondían empezaron a entrar a un lugar donde podía ser sus últimos momentos.
They were tasked to save as many as they could, as fast as they could.
Tenían el trabajo de salvar los más que puedan, el tan rápido que pudieran.
And the irony of the situation is that people who were in no danger at all.
La ironía era que las personas que no tenían ningún problema
put themselves in harm's way to save those who were in the most grave danger.
Se pusieron en medio del problema y peligro para salvar a los que estaban en peligro.
And running into a burning smoke-infested building is foolish.
Y corrieron a un lugar lleno de humo y era insensato.
Unless there's a cause.
Aunque haya una causa.
One man who drove from an hour away.
Un hombre que manejó de una hora de distancia.
At 120 miles per hour just to help said it this way.
A 120 millas por hora ayudar dijo esto.
Somebody needed help.
Alguien necesitaba ayuda.
It didn't matter who.
No importaba quién.
All I could think about is that my world was in need.
Lo único que podía pensar es que mi mundo tenía una necesidad.
And men and women, people of different nationalities.
Y las hombres y las mujeres de diferentes naciones.
Socioeconomic statuses.
Diferentes económicas sociales.
Placed all of that on the side to reach for people that they didn't even know.
Pusieron todo eso a un lado para salvar a personas que ni siquiera conocían.
There was a sense of urgency like no other.
Había un sentido de urgencia como ningún otro.
As the realization sank in that each second someone,
así como la relación que caía que cada segundo,
would breathe their last breath,
alguien daba su último aliento.
At this moment, the ones trapped inside the burning buildings,
en este momento las personas atrapadas dentro del edificio,
didn't have anything to offer,
no tenía nada que ofrecer,
except for lifted hands crying out in desperation.
Acepto las manos pidiendo ayuda.
They didn't want any money.
No querían dinero.
At that point, they didn't care about the fame.
En ese momento no querían la fama.
They just wanted somebody.
Nomás querían a alguien.
Anybody.
Cualquier persona.
To reach for me.
Que vaya a
salvar. Because I'm in desperate need of help.
Porque estoy en ayuda desesperada.
Oh, what a day in history that was, a day that we will never forget.
Oh, qué día en historia, un día que nunca nos vamos a olvidar.
But the truth of the matter is that although time has separated us from the moments of 9/11,
pero la verdad es que aunque el tiempo nos ha separado de ese momento,
and the urgency has eased,
y la urgencia se ha aliviado,
we live in a world with the same set of circumstances.
Vivimos en un mundo donde las mismas circunstancias.
Each and every second counts as soul after soul slips into eternity.
Cada segundo importa cuando alma y alma se va a la eternidad.
Somebody right now is breathing their last breath.
Alguien ahorita está perdiendo su último aliento.
Somebody right now is saying their last goodbye.
Alguien ahorita está dando su último adiós.
Somebody right now is standing in a line called destiny.
Alguien está parado ahorita en la línea que además va de destino.
And they have no clue.
Y no tienen ninguna idea.
That they're next up to exit.
Que su segunda salida.
This existential realm.
De este mundo.
Think about that for a minute.
Piensen de eso en un momento.
Our world is in a desperate need.
Nuestro mundo está en un lugar desesperado.
Of somebody that'll understand.
Que alguien que entiende.
The urgency of the hour,
la urgencia de esta hora,
and the fragility of life,
y la fragilidad de la vida.
Somebody to understand,
alguien que pueda entender,
that the clock of mankind is ticking,
que el tiempo del mundo,
and the church needs to stand up and be the church.
La iglesia se tiene que parar y ser la iglesia.
And somebody's got to get a spirit of evangelism in their spirit.
Y alguien tiene que tener un espíritu de evangelista.
And somebody's got to reach for the hands today.
Y alguien tiene que pasar a las manos.
Somebody's got to reach for the hurt.
Alguien tiene que salvar.
Somebody's got to reach for the broken.
A extender para los quebrados.
Somebody's got to reach for those.
Alguien tiene que extender.
That have not made their calling and election sure.
Que no han hecho su llamado y su elección.
You've got to reach for the hands today.
Tienes que extender y salvar.
Somebody clap your hands right now.
Alguien aplaude sus manos ahorita.
The fragility of life.
La fragilidad de la vida.
Here today and gone tomorrow.
Hoy ahorita y perdido mañana.
A wave tossed in the ocean.
Una ola en el mar.
A vapor in the wind.
Un vapor en el aire.
People moving up and down.
El pueblo moviéndose para arriba y para
day
abajo.
By day.
Día tras día.
Not knowing that they need a God.
No sabiendo que necesitan un
not
Dios.
Not knowing that they need a Savior.
No sabiendo que necesitan un Salvador.
But that's what the church is for.
Pero eso es lo que es la iglesia.
God filled you with the Holy Ghost.
Dios te llenó a ti con el Espíritu Santo.
Not so that you can sit and say, "Thank God I made it."
No para que estar tarrado aquí nomás.
But God filled you with His Spirit.
Pero Dios te llenó con su espíritu.
So that you can get an attitude.
Para que agarres una actitud.
That says, "I'm not going to let another one slip away."
Que dice, yo no voy a dejar que ninguno
más se pierda. But I'm going to reach for the hands today.
Pero voy a extender por las manos.
I'm going to pull them out of the flame.
Voy a sacarlos del fuego.
I'm going to pull them out of the fire.
Los voy a sacar del
praise
fuego.
God.
Gloria
praise.
A Dios.
I pray today.
Oro hoy.
That we're baptized even more.
Que nos bauticemos aún más.
With the spirit of evangelism.
Con el espíritu de evangelismo.
And I know in this church.
Y yo sé que en esta iglesia.
I'm preaching to the choir.
Le estoy predicando al coro.
But I just want to stoke the fire today.
Pero nomás le quiero atizar el fuego.
I just want to put our urgency in your spirit
quiero
today.
Quiero poner una urgencia en su espíritu.
I want you to remember.
Quiero que te acuerdes.
That your co-workers.
Que tus trabajadores.
Are on their way to a devil's hell.
Se están yendo para el infierno.
I want you to remember.
Yo quiero que
that your friends at school,
que sus amigos en la escuela,
they need a savior.
Necesitan un salvador.
I want you to remember.
Yo quiero que se acuerden.
That you've got a family.
Que tú tienes que ayunar.
That's living in the fire.
Que tiene el fuego.
That you've got to reach for today.
Que tú tienes que extender.
Don't you ever forget, child of God.
Tú no te olvides, hijo de Dios.
That God wants you to reach for the lost.
Que Dios quiere que salves a los perdidos.
That God wants you to reach for the broken.
Que Dios quiere que salves a los
that
quebrados.
That God wants you to reach for.
Que Dios quiere que extiendas tus manos.
Clap your hands all over this house.
Aplaudan sus manos.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We've got to never forget.
No, nunca nos debemos que olvidar.
We have to never lose sight of.
No tenemos que olvidarnos de.
Keeping the main thing the main thing.
Que poner la cosa primera, que siga
siendo
la primera. I believe
God sent me here tonight.
Yo creo que Dios me mandó.
To just serve as a stop sign.
Para no más servir como una, un signo
and
de parar.
Let somebody know.
Y dejarles a alguien saber.
Don't forget to reach for the hands.
Que no te olvides a
extender tus manos.
Don't
forget to reach for the lost.
No te olvides a salvar los
perdidos.
Don't
forget to reach for the hurting soul.
No se te olvide que salves al perdido.
Don't forget to reach for that neighbor of yours.
No se te olvide salvar a tu vecino.
Don't forget to reach for that cousin of yours.
No se te olvide salvar a tu primo.
Don't forget to reach for those that you left behind in the world.
No se te olvide salvar a aquellos que has dejado atrás.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We've been so blessed to find this truth.
Ha estado tan bendecido para encontrar esta verdad.
We're so blessed to come into the safety and the ark of the kingdom of God.
Estamos tan bendecidos de entrar en la arca del reino de Dios.
But if we ever forget where we come from,
pero si nos olvidamos de dónde vinimos,
if we ever forget the mess that we were in,
si nos olvidamos de donde Dios nos sacó,
if we ever forget the carnage that our family was in,
si nos olvidamos de los problemas que tenían las familias,
then we'll forget how important it is.
Entonces nos vamos a olvidar.
To reach for other souls.
¿Qué tan importante es salvar otras almas?
We'll get busy with the cares of life.
No te preocupes con los problemas del mundo.
And forget about the main thing.
Y te olvidas de la cosa primaria.
We'll get busy with our ministry.
Nos ocupamos con nuestro ministerio.
And forget about the main thing.
Y nos olvidamos de la cosa primaria.
But can I remind you, saint of God?
Pero te puedo acordar esta mañana.
Your number one ministry.
Que tu ministerio número uno.
Is to go and reach the lost.
Es ve y a salvar al perdido.
Your number one ministry.
Tu ministerio número uno.
Is to go and find the broken.
Es que va y encuentras a alguien quebrantado.
Your number one ministry.
Tu ministerio número uno.
Is to pull somebody out of the fire.
Es sacar a alguien del fuego.
Praise God, praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. We've got to slow down long enough.
Tenemos que pararnos nomás un poquito.
To hear again.
Para poder escuchar otra vez.
The cries of this city.
El llamamiento de esta ciudad.
We've got to slow down long enough.
Tenemos que pararnos un poquito.
To consider the souls.
Para considerar las almas.
That are desperate for what we have.
Que están desesperadas por lo
we've
que tenemos nosotros.
We've got to slow down long enough.
Tenemos que pararnos un poquito.
To feel God tugging away at our hearts.
Para sentir que Dios nos está llamando.
While you walk through your local Walmart.
Cuando estás caminando por la Walmart.
I just come to reignite the flame today.
Yo nomás tengo aquí para atizar el fuego.
I just come to wake the church up again.
Yo nomás vengo a levantar a la iglesia.
I just come to let a saint of God know.
Yo nomás vengo a decirle un santo.
You've got to reach for the hands today.
Tienes que salvar a tu mundo.
Praise God. I pray before I get done preaching today.
Yo oro que antes que termine esta noche.
That we're baptized again.
Que somos bautizados otra vez.
With that spirit that rests in this house
con
so much.
Con el espíritu que descansa en este lugar.
Of evangelism.
De evangelismo.
Because the truth is.
Porque la verdad es.
That we all have sinned.
Que todos hemos pecado.
And fell short of the glory of God.
Y todos nos hemos caído de la gracia de
Dios.
We
are all broken.
Todos estamos quebrados.
We are all messed up.
Todos estamos arruinados.
We are all without hope.
Todos estamos sin esperanza.
And in desperate need.
Y en ayuda desesperada.
Of an outstretched hand.
Que alguien nos venga a ayudar.
The truth is this.
La verdad es esta.
You needed somebody to reach for the hands.
Tú necesitabas a alguien que te salvara
a ti. You needed somebody to throw the schedule out of the window.
Tú necesitabas a alguien que se pudiera a
su
lugar.
You needed somebody to say.
Tú necesitas a alguien que decía.
I'm going to reach for a soul today.
Yo voy a salvar
I'm going to go fishing
hoy.
And find me somebody to bring to the house of God.
Yo voy a pescar y voy a buscar a alguien que traer a la casa de Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You and I, my friend.
Tú y yo, amigo.
Are products
somos productos
of an outstretched hand.
De una mano extendida.
You and I, my friend,
tú y yo, amigo,
are the recipients
somos los que estamos recibiendo
of a broken and a contrite heart.
De un corazón que se puso a orar.
Of someone that was sensitive enough
de alguien que estaba sensitivo
to get down on their knees
arrodillarse para abajo
and hear the cries of a city.
Y escuchar los llamamientos de una
you
ciudad.
And I, my friend,
tú y yo, amigo,
are the beneficiaries.
Somos los beneficiarios.
Of people that put everything else on the side.
Del gente que pusieron todo a un lado.
and said,
y dijeron,
my schedule's not as important.
Mi schedule no es tan importante.
My money's not as important.
Mi dinero no es tan importante.
I've got to reach for somebody.
Yo tengo que extender
I've
mi mano
got to put
alguien.
My hands in the flame.
Tengo que poner mis manos
and I've
en
got
el
to
fuego.
Snatch them out of the fire.
Tengo que sacarlos
I've
del
got...
fuego.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That somebody reached for my family.
Que alguien extendió y salvó mi familia.
When we were so desperately in need.
Que estábamos tan ayuda desesperada.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That we were able to walk into 2838.
Que pudimos caminar al 2838.
Ruffner Road.
Ruffner Road.
And there were people.
Y habían pueblo.
That put a, set aside a time.
Y pusieron un tiempo a un lado.
To come and create an atmosphere.
Para venir y crear una atmósfera.
Just like we're in tonight.
Así como la que tenemos esta noche.
When my family came staggering.
Cuando mi
into
familia
the
vino
house of God.
Y apenas entró a la casa de Dios.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
For a man of God.
De un hombre de Dios.
That'll reach for the hands.
Que va y extiende la mano.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
For a man of God.
De un hombre de Dios.
That'll say, you know, I got a lot of stuff going
dice,
on.
Sabes, yo tengo muchas cosas que están pasando.
But this is the main thing.
Pero esto es lo más importante.
I know everybody's got needs.
Yo sé que todos tienen necesidades.
I know everybody's got issues.
Yo sé que todos tienen problemas.
But I'm gonna get down on my knees.
Pero yo me voy a poner en mis rodillas.
And I'm gonna dig into the flame.
Y voy a escarbar en el fuego.
And I'm gonna pull them out of the fire.
Y los voy a sacar del fuego.
And I'm gonna save the
y los voy a salvar.
Thank God for a man of God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por un hombre de Dios.
That'll get his hands dirty.
Que se mete sus manos y se pone un poco sucio.
I thank God for a man of God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por un hombre de Dios.
Who's not hiding out in his office all service.
Que no está escondido en su oficina.
But that'll get down with the people of God.
Pero que se va y se baja con el pueblo
de Dios. And
that'll
reach for the lost and the broken soul.
Y va y extiende al perdido.
I thank God for a man of God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por un varón de Dios.
That'll put everything off the schedule.
Que pone todo a un lado.
And say, if you want to be baptized in Jesus' name.
Si tú quieres ser bautizado en el
no
nombre de Jesús.
No matter what time, day or night.
No importa la hora en la noche.
I'm gonna meet you at the house of God.
Yo te encuentro en la casa de Dios.
We're gonna put you down in the name
y te
of Jesus.
Ponemos abajo en el nombre de Jesús.
I thank God for a man of God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That'll reach for the hands today.
Por el varón que extiende su mano.
I don't think I've ever talked about this part of our testimony.
Yo no creo que he hablado de esta parte de mi testimonio.
When my mom grew up, she got converted and she was PAW.
Cuando mi mamá creció, ella fue convertida y era PWA.
We were going to a church called Faith Apostolic.
Fuimos a una iglesia que se llamaba Apostólica Fe.
It was a phenomenal church.
Era una iglesia fenómena.
Powerful church.
Poderosa.
The bishop there, the street's named after him. He did a lot of exploits and did great things for God.
El obispo allí, la calle era llamados por él.
And I thank God that they introduced her to the truth.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios que lo introducieron a la verdad.
There came a point in time.
Vino un tiempo en la vida.
When my dad was ready to change his life.
Que mi papá estaba listo para cambiar su vida.
And I thank God that God was tugging at my dad's heart.
Y yo le doy gracias a Dios que Dios estaba tocando el corazón de él.
And we would go to Clarksville, Tennessee.
Y íbamos a Tennessee.
And go to Brother Ellis's church.
Y íbamos a la iglesia del hermano Ellis.
My dad said, you know what?
Y mi papá dijo, ¿sabes qué?
Are there any churches like this in Birmingham?
¿Habrá unas iglesias como esta en Birmingham?
And New Life was first on the list.
Y la nueva vida era la primera en la lista.
But what we didn't know.
Pero lo que no sabíamos.
Is that mama used to work over at Old Charlie's right over here.
Es que mi mamá trabajaba antes allá en Old Charlie's.
And the saints of God would come into that Old Charlie's.
Y los santos de Dios iban a esa tienda.
And she would wait on those tables there.
Y ella trabajaba allí en ese lugar.
Trying to make ends meet for a family.
Y papá estaba todo ahí en el valle.
And she kept tucked in her pocket.
Y se quedaba con cosas en la bolsa.
A New Life church call.
Una carta de nueva vida.
And I remember the day.
Y yo me acuerdo del día
that we got ready to come to New Life.
Que nos preparamos para venir a la nueva
because
vida.
We had been to 50,000 plus churches, I feel
porque
like.
Habíamos ido como a 50,000 iglesias.
This one ain't it.
Esta no
this
es.
One not it.
Esta
and it was
no
interesting
es.
Because I saw, as I look back on it, I saw my mom kind of playing along.
Pero era interesante porque me miraba para atrás y mi mamá como que jugaba.
And I remember going to all types of churches.
Y íbamos a toda clase de iglesias.
But she knew they don't have the truth.
Pero ella sabía que no tenían la verdad.
But anything that my dad was doing and trying to come in, she was going to lead him into full truth.
Pero todo lo que estaba haciendo mi papá y se iba metiendo el
But when he had an encounter with Pentecost,
pero cuando tienes un encuentro con Pentecostés,
when he had an encounter with Pentecost,
pero cuando tuvo un encuentro con Pentecostés,
and he walked into the church on Ruffner Road,
él caminó en la iglesia de Ruffner Road.
I thank God for people.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por el pueblo
who would reach for the hands.
Que extienden su mano.
I thank God for people.
Yo le doy gracias por la pueblo.
Who would say we're going to create an atmosphere?
Que dicen vamos a crear una atmósfera.
So that the lost can come in.
Para que los perdidos puedan entrar.
So that the broken can come in.
Para que los quebrados puedan entrar.
So that the bound can come in.
Para que los que están abajo
puedan entrar. Is anybody thankful that the church was open when you needed a savior?
Que estaba abierto la iglesia cuando tú viniste aquí.
And we started living for God.
Y empezamos a vivir para Dios.
As a family.
Como una familia.
And the church started to pour into us.
Y la iglesia nos empezó a dar cosas.
Kids from the projects.
Los niños del proyecto.
Kids from the hood.
Los niños de la vecindad.
The church started to pour into us.
La iglesia empezó a darnos cosas.
And I remember going to Brother Sutton's theology class.
Yo me acuerdo ir a la clase de teología.
7 o'clock in the morning.
7 de la mañana.
Couldn't tell you what we were talking about.
No te puedo decir de lo que estábamos hablando.
But I said he let me in.
Pero dijo, él me dejó entrar.
That's all I need.
Es todo lo que necesito.
I just need a foot in the door.
Yo nomás necesito un pie en la puerta.
I sat there. I said, yes, sir. No,
yo
sir.
Me paré ahí, dice,
didn't say
sí,
much.
No dije mucho.
And when he asked me a question, I was like, Pastor, you know.
Y cuando me hacía una pregunta, yo le dije, Pastor, tú sabes.
But something was happening in that theology class.
Pero algo estaba pasando en esa clase.
I began to grasp some concepts.
Empecé a agarrar unos conceptos
that were way beyond my pay grade.
Que estaban mucho más adelante de
mí. I began to get some information.
Empecé a agarrar información
and revelation
y revelación
and understanding
y entendimiento.
Hey, if you Brother Sutton teaches every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock online, you need to plug into that. There are places in this church. I'm so sorry.
El obispo predica en la mañana los domingos en la clase de teología.
There are places of development happening every Sunday morning. Brother Sutton at 7 o'clock, Stevens at 8 o'clock. If you want to grow in the kingdom of God, number one, you need to have a home Bible study. But number two, you need to just tag in with those classes.
Hay estudios de desarrollo durante toda la semana en esta iglesia. Los domingos en la mañana, el obispo están enseñando. Y tú tienes que entrar al estudio bíblico y tienes que entrar a las clases y vas a agarrar cosas que están más grandes que ti.
And I started growing.
Y empecé a crecer.
And the kingdom started growing in me.
Y el reino empezó a crecer adentro de mí.
And I remember teaching my first Bible study.
Y me acuerdo enseñar mi primer estudio bíblico.
Because a prereq for anything in this church.
Porque si algo que estaba buscando.
Young people, listen.
El joven, escuche.
If you want to do anything in the church at New Life,
si tú quieres hacer algo en la iglesia de Nueva Vida,
you need to learn how to teach Bible studies.
Tienes que enseñarte a enseñar un estudio bíblico.
And those Bible studies, amen.
Y esos estudios bíblicos.
There's one thing to be taught.
Es una cosa que te enseñen.
And there's another thing to teach.
Y es otra cosa que tú enseñes.
But the Darius said, to teach is to learn twice.
El hermano Darius dijo que al enseñar es aprender dos
and
veces.
So as I begin to teach the word of God,
so cuando empiezo a enseñar la palabra de Dios,
I begin to grow.
Empiezo a crecer.
In my first Bible study, I thought I was so cool.
En mi primer estudio bíblico pensaba que yo era bien chido.
Because I had my Bible study chart.
Porque tenía mi cuaderno.
In my Jordan book bag.
Y tenía mi libro de Jordan.
And I put it on.
Y me lo puse.
And I said, God, you got to take me as I am.
Y dice, Dios, me tienes que tomar como soy.
But God was doing something in me.
Pero Dios estaba haciendo
there
algo
was
dentro
something
de mí.
That was being formed on the inside of me.
Había algo que se estaba formando adentro
I remember
de mí.
Moments
me acuerdo de momentos
of cracking open that Bible study chart.
Que cuando abro ese cuaderno del estudio,
and saying some of the things Brother Warren used to say to my family Bible
diciendo
study.
Unas cosas que el hermano Warren nos decía a nosotros.
And this thing was growing on the inside of
y esto
me.
Estaba creciendo adentro de mí.
And then I started teaching classes.
Y luego empecé a enseñar clases.
And I started teaching the young people.
Y empecé a enseñarle a los jóvenes.
And there was something that was being poured in me.
Y estaba algo que estaba siendo llenado adentro de mí.
And I feel like in that time,
y yo siento como que en ese tiempo,
I was getting way more than I was able to put out.
Estaba agarrando mucho más de lo que estaba pudiendo yo echar para afuera.
And I started to grow.
Y empecé a crecer.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
For people.
Por el pueblo.
That can see something in somebody like me.
Y la gente que puede ver cosas adentro de personas como yo.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
For brother Sutton.
Por el hermano Sutton.
Who used to say to me.
Que antes me decía.
Jermaine, thou mighty man of valor.
Jermaine, hombre valiente.
And I didn't understand it at the time.
Y no lo entendía en ese tiempo.
But what he was doing.
Pero lo que él estaba haciendo.
Is he was calling it what it was going to be.
Estaba llamando lo que iba a ser.
And he was saying.
Y estaba diciendo.
I see something in you.
Yo miro algo adentro de ti.
That you don't even see in
que
yourself.
Que tú ni siquiera puedes ver.
But if you can just stretch out.
Pero si tú puedes extender.
And try to grow beyond the place that you are.
Y crecer más grande de lo que estás ahorita.
And not make excuses about where you come from.
Y no hagas excusas de dónde vienes.
And not make excuses about your last name.
Y no haces excusas de tu apellido.
And not make excuses about nobody else doing what you're doing.
Y no haces excusas de los demás haciendo lo que tú estás haciendo.
Then you're gonna be a mighty man of valor.
Entonces vas a ser un hombre valiente.
Hey, I come to tell somebody today.
Yo vengo a decirle a alguien.
It doesn't matter where you come from.
No importa de dónde vienes.
It doesn't matter what your family dysfunction is.
No importa la disfunción en tu familia.
It doesn't matter what your last name is.
No importa tu apellido.
Come on, somebody get on board with what I'm preaching today.
O alguien levántese y diga amén a esta oración.
You can be somebody in the house of God.
En la casa de Dios.
Yes. Never dreamed.
Nunca sueñes.
Never imagined.
Nunca imagines.
Never thought it was for me.
Nunca pensé que era para mí.
Never thought I would be preaching the gospel.
Nunca pensé que iba a predicar el evangelio.
First time I preached.
La primera vez que prediqué.
God spoke to me.
Dios me habló.
He said it's not going to stop.
Dijo no va a parar.
So I just kept building myself.
So que seguí edificándome a mí mismo.
And I started getting invitations to preach.
Y empecé a agarrar invitaciones para predicar.
And I started going out.
Y empecé a salir para afuera.
Life got busy.
Y la vida se puso ocupada.
I had a business.
Tenía un negocio.
And I was trying to do this thing called ministry.
Y estaba queriendo hacer esa cosa que se llama ministerio.
But I thank God.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios.
That we have a church.
Que tenemos una iglesia.
That ministry doesn't just happen.
Que el ministerio no más sucede.
In the pulpit.
En el púlpito.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That I had a man of God.
Que tuve un varón de Dios.
That taught me.
Que me enseñó.
How to be a soul winner.
Cómo salvar almas.
Before he taught me how to preach.
Antes que me enseñó cómo predicar.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That I had an example.
Que tuve un ejemplo.
Of what it looked like.
De cómo se miraba.
To get out in the highways and the byways.
Para hacer salir para afuera en los afueras.
And compel them to come.
Y decirle a todos aquellos que vengan.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That I had an understanding.
Que tengo entendimiento.
That ministry happened.
Que el ministerio sucede.
Not just in the house.
No solamente en la casa.
But outside of the house.
Pero afuera de la casa.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That I learned.
Que me enseñé.
You can't turn this ministry thing off.
Que no puedes apagar el ministerio.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
That I had a strong foundation to lunch from.
Que tuve una fundición fuerte para lanzar.
That when I stepped foot out.
Y cuando me lancé para afuera.
And started to do what God had put on my heart.
Y empecé a hacer lo que Dios me puso en el corazón.
And go from church to church.
Y de ir a iglesia a iglesia.
That it never became
que nunca se convirtió
just about getting to the next pulpit.
Nomás de ir a otro púlpito.
And it never became
y nunca se convirtió
that the only time that I ministered
que lo único que estaba ministrando
is that when I was behind one of these desks.
Es cuando estaba detrás de algo de esto.
I just come to preach to a
yo
young person
vengo
today.
Predicar a un joven.
And let you know
y dejarle saber
that you may be called to preach.
Que tal vez tú eres llamado para predicar.
But before you're called to a pulpit,
pero antes de que eres llamado un púlpito,
you're called to meet those souls in your city.
Eres llamado para salvar las almas
you're
en
called
tu ciudad.
To pull out a Bible study chart.
Eres llamado para hacer un estudio bíblico.
You're called to reach for those that can never pay you
eres
back.
Llamado para extender tu mano.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Jesus.
Jesús.
The thing I love most about Jesus.
Lo que amo más de Jesús.
Is he gives us the example.
Es que él nos da el ejemplo.
And when we become Christ-like,
y cuando somos como Cristo,
we learn how to care about the soul.
Nos empezamos a querer por las almas.
Jesus ministered.
Jesús ministró.
On his way to minister.
A ir a ministrar.
Jesus had.
Dios, Jesús tenía
a meantime ministry.
Tenía un lugar entre medio.
On his way to minister.
Jesús tenía en
we find Jesus ministering.
Estaba administrando.
Mark chapter 5.
Marco capítulo 5.
We read about Jairus' daughter.
Creemos de la leemos de la historia de
Jairus' daughter had fell dead.
Su hija se había caído muerta.
And they go and they get Jesus.
Y ellos van y traen a Jesús.
And Jesus is on his way to minister to Jairus' daughter.
Y Jesús va en camino para administrar
and he's
a esa
walking
hija.
On the to the place that he has to go and minister to.
Y va a camino a ese lugar donde va a administrar.
But along the way,
pero en el camino,
we read about a certain woman
leemos de una mujer
that had an issue of blood.
Que tenía una necesidad de sangre.
And this woman with the issue of blood
y esta mujer que tenía un flujo de sangre
wasn't even supposed to be in the narrative.
Ni siquiera tenía que estar en la historia.
But she found out Jesus was passing
pero
through
se
the
dio
town.
Cuenta que Jesús estaba pasando por el pueblo.
And she said, Jesus.
Y ella dijo, Jesús.
She walked through the crowd, rather.
Caminó por el, entre el grupo.
And she said, if I can just touch
y dijo, si nomás puedo tocar
the hem of his garment,
lo manta desde el último de su
then
ropa,
I can be made whole.
Entonces puedo ser sana.
And the Bible says that she was healed.
La Biblia dice que ella fue sanada.
But don't forget,
pero no te olvides,
she's not the primary subject in this text.
Que ella no es la, el texto
Jesus
completo.
Wasn't even going to her.
Jesús ni siquiera iba junto a ella.
Jesus was going to raise Jairus' daughter.
Jesús iba a ir a levantar a la otra
but
hija.
You gotta be so sensitive like Jesus.
Pero tienes que estar sensitivo como Jesús.
That when you're on your way to minister,
que cuando vas a ir a ministrar,
you can stop.
Puedes parar.
And you can minister.
Y puedes administrar.
And you can shut down the program.
Y puedes dejar el programa.
And you can reach for the hands.
Y puedes extender tu mano.
I've come to preach to somebody on a Sunday night.
Yo le vengo a predicar a alguien esta noche.
That sometimes.
Que a veces.
When you're on your way to minister.
Cuando vas a hacer ministerio.
When you're on your way to sing in the choir.
Cuando vas a ir a cantar
when
en
you're
coro.
On your way to teach Sunday school.
Cuando vas a ir a enseñar la escuela.
You've got to stop the program
tienes
sometimes.
Que parar el programa a veces.
And you've got to reach for the hands.
Y tienes que extender tu mano.
I've come to preach to this church.
Yo vengo a predicar a esta iglesia.
Don't get so tied up with ministry.
No te has atorado con el ministerio.
That you can't stop and minister.
Que no puedes parar y administrar.
Mark chapter 10.
Marcos capítulo 10.
The Bible says that there is a man on the roadside by the name of blind Bartimaeus.
La Biblia dice que estaba el ciego Bartolomeo.
Bartimaeus is blind. Some scholars would say
Bartolomeo estaba ciego y unos dicen
that Timaeus, his father, may have been blind, and so he probably understood this lifestyle.
Que el papá de Tomás era ciego, entonces él entendía este estilo de vida.
He sat on the roadside begging.
Él se paraba a un lado de la calle pidiendo.
This was the way he provided for himself.
Así es como él proveía por él mismo.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice
that Jesus was passing through.
Que Jesús estaba pasando por ahí.
Don't miss it.
No lo pierdas.
Jesus was passing through.
Jesús estaba pasando por ahí.
And as Jesus was passing through,
y cuando Jesús estaba pasando por ahí,
blind Bartimaeus said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute."
El ciego Bartolomeo dijo, "Espérate un momento."
I felt something shift in the atmosphere.
Yo sentí algo en la atmósfera.
And Jesus is on his way to minister.
Y Jesús va en camino para hacer ministerio.
But Bartimaeus begins to cry out.
Pero Bartolomeo empieza a clamar.
Jesus.
Jesús.
The son of David.
Hijo de David.
Have mercy on me.
Ten misericordia de mí.
And everybody said, you need to keep it down.
Y todos dijeron, te tienes que calmar.
And he said, you don't know what I've been through.
Y le dice, no, tú no sabes lo que tengo
you don't
yo.
Understand what it's like to live in the situation I'm living in.
Tú no entiendes lo que es estar en la situación
hey,
en
I
la
just
que
come
estoy.
To preach to somebody right now.
Yo nomás vengo a predicarles ahorita.
That sometimes you got to stop listening to everybody else.
Que a veces tienes que parar de escuchar a todos los
and
demás.
And you got to cry out to God.
Y tienes que clamar a Dios.
In spite of what everybody else says.
Lo que no importa lo que digan.
Ain't nobody going to stop me
nadie
from getting
te va a parar
my healing.
A mí de pamar.
Ain't nobody going to stop me from getting my blessing.
Nadie va a parar de recibir mi bendición.
The Bible says that he cries yet the more.
La Biblia dice que clamaba aún más.
Jesus,
Jesús,
the son of David,
hijo de David,
have mercy on me.
Ten misericordia de mí.
The Bible says that Jesus stood still.
La Biblia dice que Jesús se quedó parado.
On his way to minister,
en camino para ir a administrar,
the cries of the souls of the city,
los llamamientos de la ciudad,
had the power to make Jesus stand at attention.
Tuvieron el poder de parar a Jesús.
And Jesus stood still.
Y Jesús estuvo parado.
And he called Bartimaeus over.
Y llamó al ciego Bartolomeo.
He says, "What do you need?"
Y dijo, ¿qué es lo que necesitas?
He says, "That I may receive my sight."
Lo que yo quiero recibir mi vista.
He says, "That faith."
Tu fe.
Have made thee whole.
Te ha hecho sano.
You know what happened?
¿Sabes lo que pasó?
Jesus kept on trekking.
Jesús siguió caminando.
Going to the next place.
Y llegando al otro lugar.
To minister.
Para administrar.
Not knowing whether he was going to get to the destination.
No sabiendo que se iba a llegar al lugar.
Or whether he was going to stop for every cry that he heard.
O se iba a parar para cualquier llamamiento que escuchaba.
I just thank God that he stopped for my cry.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios que paró por mi llamamiento.
I thank God that he stopped for your cry.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios que paró por tu llamamiento.
I thank God that we have the power.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios que tenemos el poder
to get the attention of God.
De agarrar la atención de Dios.
I thank God for a Savior.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por un Salvador.
Who shows us how to reach for the hands.
Que nos enseña cómo extender nuestras manos.
And I want to be Christ-like.
Y yo quiero ser como Cristo.
And if Christ can stop,
y si Dios puede parar,
then I better stop.
Entonces yo tengo que parar.
And hear the cries of my city.
Y escuchar el llamamiento de mi ciudad.
I better stop.
Yo tengo que parar.
And hear the cries of my neighborhood.
Y escuchar los llamamientos de mi
vecindad. I've got to stop.
Yo tengo que parar.
And listen to the cries at my school.
Y escuchar los llamamientos de mi escuela.
People are committing suicide.
La gente se está suicidando.
People are walking out of this place every single day.
La gente se está yendo de este mundo todos
we
los días.
We don't have time to play games.
Tenemos que no tenemos tiempo para jugar.
Somebody's got to reach for the hands.
Alguien tiene que extender su mano.
Somebody's got to reach for the lost.
Alguien tiene que salvar al perdido.
Somebody's got to reach for the hurting soul.
Alguien tiene que extender por un alma perdida.
Somebody's got to reach for the hands today.
Alguien tiene que extender su mano para las
perdidas. Clap your hands all over this house.
Aplauden sus manos.
Praise God. Jesus was locked.
Jesús no.
Into his mission.
Estaba en su misión.
He came to seek and save that.
Él vino
which
a salvar y a salvar lo que estaba perdido.
It was his focus.
Era su enfoque.
It consumed his mind.
Lo consumía su mente.
2 Peter 3:9.
Segunda de Pedro 3:9.
The Lord is not slack.
El Señor no es corto.
Concerning his promise.
Considerando su promesa.
As some men count slackness.
Como unos cuentan la corta.
But is long suffering.
Pero él sufre mucho.
To usward.
Para nosotros.
Not willing that any should perish.
No que quieren que ninguno se pierda.
But that all should come to repentance.
Pero que todos vengan al arrepentimiento.
Everywhere Jesus went.
Donde quiera que iba Jesús.
Everything he did.
Todo lo que Jesús hacía.
Was centered around reaching the lost.
Era para extender y
the
salvar
al perdido. The very cause of his life.
La misma causa de su vida.
He came to die.
Él vino a morir.
For you and me.
Por a ti, para mí.
And when he stretched his arms and died.
Y cuando él extendió sus manos y se murió.
It was all about everybody else.
Todo era de todos los demás.
It was all about reaching for the lost.
Era de todos los perdidos.
It was all about reaching for people that can never pay him back.
Era para salvar a la gente que no le
somebody
puede pagar para atrás.
Somebody ought to be thankful and clap your hands about
alguien debe
that
de estar agradecido en este lugar por eso.
So we don't clock in on Sunday morning.
So nosotros no venimos el domingo.
And clock out on Monday.
Y nos vamos el lunes.
When you watch Jesus.
Pero cuando tú miras a Jesús.
Luke 4:18 said it this way.
Lucas 4 capítulo 10 dice esto.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
El Espíritu de Dios está sobre mí.
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel.
Porque él me ha ungido para predicar el evangelio. para los pobres.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Él me ha mandado para sanar a los quebrantados.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Para predicar el rescate de los cautivos.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Y recuperación de los ciegos.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Para dejarlos en libertad aquellos que están
to
lastimados.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Para predicar el año aceptable del
Jesus
Señor.
Had compassion.
Jesús tenía compasión.
And compassion is to have the bowels yearn.
Y compasión es tener que tu
to
alma,
feel sympathy,
que sientes empatía,
to pity,
para las personas,
to suffer with somebody else,
para sufrir con todos los demás.
The Bible says in Psalms chapter 78 and 38.
La Biblia dice en Salmo 78.
But he being full of compassion,
pero él estando lleno de compasión,
forgave their iniquity,
perdonó sus pecados,
and destroyed them not,
y no los destruyó.
Yet many a time,
y muchas veces,
turned he his anger away,
su coraje lo echó para el otro
and
lado,
did not stir up his wrath,
y no se echó con corajes.
Psalm chapter 86 and 15,
Salmos 86 y 15.
But thou, O Lord,
pero tú, Señor,
are a God full of compassion.
Eres un Dios lleno de compasión.
Gracious,
gracioso,
long suffering,
sufres mucho,
and plenteous in mercy and truth.
Y tienes mucha verdad y mucha misericordia.
Psalm 111 and 4.
Salmo 111.
He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered.
Él nos ha hecho sus grandes maravillas para que nos acuerdemos.
The Lord is gracious.
El Dios es misericordioso.
And full of compassion.
Y lleno de compasión.
Psalms 112 and 4.
Salmo 112, 4.
Unto the upright.
Para los que están derechos.
There arises light in the darkness.
Se les sube la luz en la oscuridad.
He is gracious.
Él es gracioso.
And full of compassion.
Y lleno de compasión.
And righteous.
Y justo.
Psalm 145 and 8.
Salmo 145 y 8.
The Lord is gracious.
El Dios es gracioso.
And full of compassion.
Y lleno de compasión.
Slow to anger.
Despacio al coraje.
And of great mercy.
Y de grande misericordia.
And we can go all night long.
Y podemos decir toda esto la noche.
God is a God of compassion.
Mi Dios es un Dios de compasión.
And as Jesus walked throughout the earth.
Y cuando Jesús caminaba sobre la tierra.
The Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
Oftentimes.
Que muchas veces.
That he saw the multitude.
Que miraba la multitud.
And he was moved with compassion.
Y fue movido con compasión.
Because they fainted.
Porque ellos tenían.
And were scattered abroad.
Y ocupaban mucha ayuda.
As sheep not having a shepherd.
Como ovejas sin obispo.
Compassion has.
Y la pasión tiene.
The power to move God.
El poder de mover a Dios.
Shouldn't it move us?
¿No debe mover a nosotros?
As Jesus walks through the city.
Así como Jesús camina por la ciudad.
He was moved with compassion.
Fue movido con compasión.
As Jesus went to minister.
Así cuando Jesús iba a ministrar.
Oftentimes he was turned aside.
Varias veces iba para un lado.
And he was moved on with compassion.
Y fue movido con compasión.
Luke chapter 10.
Lucas capítulo 10.
The Bible says in verse 25.
La Biblia dice en versículo 25.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up.
Y mira, un abogado se paró.
And tempted him, saying, Master.
Y lo tentó diciendo, Maestro.
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
¿Qué necesito para recibir vida eterna?
And he said unto him.
Y él le dijo qué.
What is written in the law?
¿Qué está escrito en la ley?
How readest thou?
¿Cómo la lees tú?
And he answering said.
Y él respondiendo le dijo.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Tú vas a amar a Dios.
With all thy heart.
Con todo tu corazón.
With all thy soul.
Con toda tu alma.
And with all of thy strength.
Y con todas tus fuerzas.
With all of thy mind.
Y con toda tu mente.
And thy neighbor as thyself.
Y tu vecino como a ti mismo.
Praise God. And he said unto them.
Y le dijo.
Thou hast answered right.
Respondiste bien.
This do.
Esto haz.
And thou shalt live.
Y tú vas a vivir.
But he willing to justify himself.
Pero él queriendo justificarse.
Said unto Jesus.
Le dijo a Jesús.
And who is my neighbor?
¿Quién es mi vecino?
And Jesus takes this question.
Y Jesús toma esta pregunta.
And he places it on a road.
Y lo pone en una carretera.
Between Jerusalem and Jericho.
Entre Jerusalén y Jericó.
And on this road.
Y en esta carretera.
We read about a certain man.
Leemos de un hombre cierto.
And the Bible says that
y la Biblia
he fell among
dice
thieves.
Que él se cayó entre los ladrones.
And the Bible said they robbed him.
Y la Biblia dice que lo robaron.
And they stripped him of his raiment.
Y le quitaron su ropa.
And they left him for half dead.
Y lo dejaron por muerto.
And the Bible says
y la Biblia dice
that they went away.
Que se fueron.
And coming through on this road,
y caminando por esa carretera,
we find a priest,
miramos un sacerdote,
that walks by,
que camina por ahí.
And when he sees the man that was wounded,
y cuando mira al hombre lastimado,
the Bible says that he passes by on the other side.
La Biblia dice que él pasa por el otro lado.
And another man by chance,
y otro hombre de la iglesia,
who was a Levite,
que era un levita.
And the Bible says that when he walked that way,
y la Biblia dice que cuando él caminó por ahí,
that he saw the man,
que él miró el hombre,
and he even came over and looked on him.
Él fue y lo miró.
And the Bible says that he walked on the other side of the road.
La Biblia dice que caminó al otro lado de la
carretera. And he passed by too.
Y él también pasó por ahí.
But there was a good Samaritan.
Pero había un buen samaritano.
That was walking through on the Jerusalem and Jericho road.
Que estaba caminando por la calle de Jerusalén y Jericó.
And the Bible says.
Y la Biblia dice.
That when he saw the man.
Que cuando él lo miró.
He came to him.
Él vino a él.
He looked upon him.
Él miró hacia a él.
He picked him up.
Él lo levantó.
The Bible says that he began to bind up his wounds.
La Biblia dice que empezó a sanar sus heridas.
And he poured in oil.
Y le echó aceite.
And wine.
Y vino.
And the Bible says that he put him on his own beast.
Y la Biblia dice que lo puso sobre su
You've
propia bestia.
You gotta get the picture.
Tú tienes que tener el retrato.
This man is broken.
Este hombre está quebrado.
This man is beat down.
Este hombre está derrotado.
This man is busted and disgusted.
Este está hombre lastimado.
And he's laying on the side of the road.
Y está tirado a un lado de la calle.
And the good Samaritan passes by.
Y el buen samaritano pasa.
I'm sure he had something on the schedule.
Yo sé que tenía algo en su schedule.
I'm sure he was headed somewhere.
Yo sé que tenía negocios que hacer.
But he said, I gotta stop right now.
Pero yo tengo que parar ahorita.
I gotta shut down the program.
Tengo que parar y dejar el programa.
I've gotta pick him up.
Tengo que levantarlo.
And I've gotta reach for the hands.
Y tengo que extender mis manos.
I've gotta take care of this man.
Tengo que salvar a este hombre.
You gotta see it. He picks him up.
Tú lo tienes que ver. Él lo levantó.
He puts him on his beast.
Lo pone en su bestia que él estaba raiteando.
And there was a tension between the Jews and the Samaritans, so this is a peculiar story, and so he wasn't supposed to help this man by tradition and by the times, but he said, "You know what? I see a man that's broken."
Y había tensión de los samaritanos, de los judíos y de los.
And he put him on that beast.
Y lo puso en esa bestia.
And he walked on the side of him.
Y él va y camina a un lado de él.
And a Samaritan.
Y el samaritano.
Is taking a Jew.
Está tomando a un judío.
To the end.
Para llevarlo al final.
But it didn't matter where he came from.
Pero no importa dónde viene.
It didn't matter what he looked like.
Y no importa cómo se miraba.
It didn't matter what his disposition was or what his heritage was.
No importa su disposición o su herencia.
He just said, "I see somebody that's broken."
Él dijo, "Yo miro a alguien que está quebrado."
I see somebody that's lost.
Yo miro a alguien que está perdido.
I see somebody that's in need of a savior.
Yo miro a alguien que necesita un salvador.
And I'm going to reach for the hands.
Y yo voy a extender mis manos.
So he takes him to the inn.
So él lo lleva al hotel.
And as he takes him to the inn, the Bible says.
Y cuando lo lleva al hotel, la Biblia dice.
That he stayed with that man.
Que se quedó con ese hombre.
He made sure he was on his way to recovery.
Él se aseguró que estaba en el camino a recuperarse.
The Bible says the next day.
La Biblia dice que el día siguiente.
They got up.
Se levantaron.
And the good Samaritan went to the host.
Y el buen samaritano fue al atendiente.
And he said, "I'm going to give you some money."
Te voy a dar un dinero.
He said, "I want you to take care of this man."
Yo quiero que cuides a este varón.
And he said, "Anything that you do beyond this point that I paid you."
Lo que tú hagas cualquier cosa después de este momento.
He said, "When I return."
Dice cuando yo regrese.
He said, "I'm going to take care of it."
Yo lo voy a pagar.
He said, "I just got to reach for the hand."
Dice yo nomás tengo que extender mi mano.
And he goes about his way.
Y se va a su camino.
And there is much speculation and talk.
Y hay mucha especulación de esto.
About why the priest and the Levite passed by.
Y el levita pasaron.
Some would debate.
Unos se fueron.
That they had some religious meeting to get to.
Que tenían una cita religiosa.
Others would debate.
Otros decían.
That there was a law that said if you touch the dead body.
Que era una ley que si tocas el cuerpo muerto.
24 hours before religious ceremony.
24 años antes de la religión.
That you would be deemed unclean.
Que tú ibas a ser no limpio.
Others would speculate.
Otros decían.
That this road.
Que esta carretera.
From Jerusalem to Jericho.
De Jerusalén a Jericó.
Was a dangerous road.
Era una calle peligrosa.
And it was a road that thieves could easily lie in wait.
Y era una carretera donde los ladrones podían fácilmente esperar.
And possibly,
y posiblemente,
the priest and the Levite didn't stop.
El sacerdote y el levita no pararon.
Because they thought the thieves were still there.
Porque pensaban que los ladrones aún estaban ahí.
And some would argue.
Y unos dicen.
That the priest and the Levite wouldn't stop.
Que el levita y el sacerdote no pararon.
Because maybe the man that was down on the ground.
Porque tal vez el hombre que estaba abajo en el piso.
Was acting like he was hurt.
Estaba actuando como que tuviera lastimado.
And could have ambushed them.
Y podían echarlo en emboscada.
Nevertheless.
Pero aún así.
The priest and the Levite.
El sacerdote y el levita.
Were ministers who didn't have any reach.
Eran ministerios que no tenían extendiendo la mano.
The priest and the Levite.
El sacerdote y el levita
is an example of what it looks like
es un ejemplo de lo que se mira
when you can get busy in ministry
cuando tú te ocupas con tu ministerio
but you can't reach for the hands
pero no puedes extender tus manos.
The priest's job
el trabajo del sacerdote
was to stand between
es de pararse en medio.
He was the mediator
era el mediador
between God and man.
De Dios y el varón.
The Levite,
el levita,
was of the Levites.
Era de los levitas.
And the Levite was given to God.
Y los levitas fue dados a Dios.
And they would fix things around the temple.
Y ellos arreglaban las cosas en
and
el
they
templo.
Would play music.
Y ellos tocaban la
and
música.
They would be doorkeepers.
Y ellos abrían las
puertas. And they would be judges.
Y ellos eran jueces.
And they did all types of work around the house of God.
Y ellos hacían toda clase de trabajo alrededor de la casa.
But they didn't have any reach outside of the house.
Pero no te extendían su mano a nada fuera.
I just come to preach to somebody today.
Yo nomás le vengo a predicar a alguien.
That you got to understand this ministry thing.
Tú tienes que entender esta cosa del ministerio.
Doesn't just happen in the four walls of this church.
No nomás pasa en estas cuatro paredes.
But real ministry.
Pero el ministerio verdadero.
Is when you take what you get out in here.
Es cuando tú tomas lo que agarras aquí.
And you take it to a world out there.
Y te lo llevas a un mundo para allá para afuera.
And you reach for somebody.
Y extiendes tu mano.
That can never pay you back.
Que alguien que nunca puede pagar para atrás.
It's when you get an attitude in your spirit.
Cuando agarras una actitud en tu espíritu
and you just say,
y tú dices
I'm going to reach for the hands
yo
today
voy a extender mi mano.
I'm going to reach for the hurt today
yo voy a salvar a
I'm going to reach for the lost today
yo voy a salvar a
I'm going to reach for somebody
yo voy a extender para alguien
that can never pay me back
que alguien nunca me pueda pagar para atrás.
Somebody clap your hands all over this house
alguien aplaude sus manos en este lugar.
Come to the music. I'm almost done preaching.
Músicos, vengan.
The man that fell among thieves.
El hombre que se cayó entre los ladrones.
Is everybody's story.
Es la historia de todos.
It's my story.
Es mi historia.
It's your story.
Es tu historia.
You were all on the side of the road.
Todos estábamos a un lado de la carretera.
Don't ever forget where you come from.
Nunca te olvides de dónde vienes.
Don't ever start to get too high on yourself.
Nunca pienses a que alzarte de más.
In October,
en octubre,
Brother Sun was preaching about humility.
Hermano Sun estaba predicando de la humillación, de la humilde.
And he said, Jermaine,
dijo Jermaine,
you may become one of the greatest preachers.
Tal vez te puedas convertir en uno de los predicadores mejores.
He said, but don't ever forget.
Pero nunca te olvides.
Where it comes from.
De dónde viene.
Don't ever forget.
Nunca te olvides.
That everything comes from God.
Que todo viene de Dios.
He said your business may be doing well.
Tu negocio tal vez está haciendo bien.
But don't forget where it comes from.
Pero no te olvides de dónde viene.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And I recorded it.
Y yo lo grabé.
I've got it on my phone.
Yo lo tengo en mi teléfono.
And I go and watch it all the time.
Y lo voy y lo escucho todo el
tiempo. Because I don't ever want to forget.
Porque nunca me quiero olvidar.
To keep the main thing.
De tener la cosa primaria.
The main thing.
Como la cosa primaria.
And I don't ever want to forget.
Y nunca me quiero olvidar.
That I was down on the side of the road.
Que yo estaba a un lado de la carretera.
And
tirado.
I was in a place where I couldn't help myself.
Y estaba en un lugar donde no podía ayudarme yo solo.
And there were people that passed by me.
Y había la gente que pasaba por un lado
and
de mí.
And they said he's not worthy to be saved.
Y dicen él no es digno de
he's
ser salvado.
He's not worthy to be helped.
Él no es digno de ser ayudado.
He's not worthy for anybody to do anything with him.
Él no es digno que nadie pueda hacer algo con él.
But I thank God
pero doy gracias a Dios
that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
que el Rey de Reyes y el Señor de Señores
picked me up.
Me levantó.
And place my feet on a rock.
Y puso mis pies sobre una piedra.
I wonder in this house today.
Yo me pienso en esta casa.
Is anybody thankful for grace?
Hay alguien agradecido por la gracia.
Is anybody thankful for mercy?
Hay alguien agradecido por la misericordia.
Is anybody thankful that he picked you up?
Hay alguien agradecido que te levantó.
That he turned you around.
Y te volteó.
That he placed your feet.
Y que te puso tus pies.
On solid ground.
En una roca firme.
Stand with me all over this building tonight.
Párense conmigo todos en este edificio.
Just come to preach something.
Yo nomás vengo a predicar esta noche.
And just serve as a reminder.
Y para acordarles a ustedes.
And just tag in with the spirit of what this church has always been.
Y nomás hacer algo con lo que el espíritu que esta iglesia siempre ha hecho.
Don't ever forget to reach for the hands.
Nunca te olvides extender tus manos.
Don't ever forget to reach for the lost.
Nunca te olvides de extender tus manos.
Don't
al
ever
perdido.
Forget to reach for the hurting soul.
No te olvides por el alma perdida.
Don't ever forget to reach.
No te olvides para extender.
For that broken family member of yours.
Aquel familiar que está quebrado.
Go back in your history.
Ve para atrás en tu historia.
And even if you grew up in this thing.
Y aunque creciste en esta casa.
Somewhere along the line.
En algún tiempo en esa vida.
There's a story of redemption.
Hay una historia de redención.
There's a story of grace.
Hay una historia de gracia.
There's a story of somebody reaching for your family.
Hay una historia de alguien salvando a tu familia.
And you ought to be thankful today.
Y tú debes estar agradecido.
I wonder, can you clap your hands if you're thankful today?
Yo me imagino si puedes aplaudir tus manos.
Matthew 28:19.
Mateo 28:19.
Go ye therefore.
Ve a todas las.
Teach all nations.
Enseña a todas las naciones.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre.
And of the Son.
Y del Hijo.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Y del Espíritu Santo.
The chief ministers in Christ's kingdom.
Los ministerios primeros en el reino de Dios.
12 men who would bear on their back.
12 hombres que estaban ahí en su espalda.
The gospel.
El evangelio.
The death.
La muerte.
The burial.
El entierro.
And the resurrection.
Y la resurrección.
And his charge was to go.
Y su mandamiento era para
to make business of the work.
Que ellos vayan y hagan negocio de
to
esto.
Bring the gospel to whosoever will.
Que lleven el evangelio a cualquier persona.
As an eagle stirs up her nest.
Como la águila habita su nido.
To entice her young to fly.
Para decir a sus hijos
so
que vayan.
Christ on a Sunday night.
Así Cristo en la, una domingo
stirs
en la noche.
Stirs up the disciples.
Atiza aquí a los discípulos.
To go.
Para que vayan.
And disperse themselves.
Y se desparcen
ministers of the gospel,
ministerios del evangelio,
charged to reach for the hands,
salvados para extender sus manos.
Hey, I just come to preach to somebody.
Yo nomás vengo a predicar.
It's time for us to reach for the hands.
Es tiempo que extiendamos nuestras
it's
manos.
It's time for us to fill up the house.
Es tiempo que llenemos la casa.
It's time for us to have revival.
Es tiempo que
like we've never seen it before.
Como nunca lo hemos tenido.
It's time for your coworker to be saved.
Es tiempo que tu trabajador
it's
que
time
trabaja,
for your family member to be saved.
Que tus miembros
hey,
familiares.
It's time for your husband to be saved.
Es tiempo que tu esposo
it's
sea
time
salvo.
For your wife to be saved.
Es tiempo que su esposa sea salva.
If God can do it in my family,
si Dios lo puede hacer en mi familia,
then God can do it in your family.
Dios lo puede hacer en tu familia.
But I wonder if I got one person tonight
si
that'll just believe
que cree
that God is able to do the impossible. But the question in this house is will you reach for the hands tonight?
Es que extiende tus manos.
Will you extend a hand to a hurting person?
Vas a extender tu mano a alguien perdido.
Will you go in Walmart tonight?
Cuando vas a la Walmart esta noche.
And will you reach for somebody?
Vas a extender y salvar a alguien.
Somebody pray all over this house.
Alguien ora en toda esta casa.
Come on, somebody be sensitive.
Oh, alguien sea sensitivo.
Somebody be sensitive right now. God's moving
oh,
in this house. God's stirring at somebody's heart right now. God's tugging away at you right now. God wants to rekindle that fire of evangelism tonight. God wants to get you back on track with the main thing. God wants to get you tethered to the ministry of reconciliation. Somebody cry out right now. These altars are open.
Alguien clame ahorita, estos altares están abiertos.
Thank you. Come on, somebody, be sensitive right now.
Oh, alguien abra su espíritu.
Be sensitive enough to hear the cries of the city. Be sensitive enough to hear that next door neighbor. Be sensitive enough to hear that person that's next to you at work. Be sensitive enough to feel the tug on the hem of your garment. Be sensitive enough to hear the cries of blind Bartimaeus. Somebody be sensitive right now. Somebody tell God to connect you back to the main thing, to make that fire burn that once burned on the inside of you, that God would rekindle that spirit of evangelism right now. Somebody pray right now. Come on, somebody lift up your voice right now. Come on, somebody get the attention of God in this house. Come on, somebody, it's the ministry that Jesus cares about. It's what it's all about.
De eso se trata.
Everything we do,
todo lo que hacemos,
is reaching for the lost.
Estamos salvando al perdido.
Everything we do,
todo lo que hacemos,
is reaching for the hurting.
Estamos extendiendo para el
when
perdido.
We build you,
cuando te edificamos,
we're helping you to be
estamos ayudándote para que
effective in the harvest.
Efectivo en la, en la, en la
when we teach you,
cuando te enseñamos,
we're helping you to be
te estamos ayudando
effective
para que
in the harvest.
Efectivo en la cosecha.
When we sing,
cuando cantamos,
we're leading people back
estamos guiando a las personas
to a Savior.
A un Salvador.
I wonder, can you cry out tonight?
Oh, yo me imagino que si tú te
I wonder, can you lift up your voice tonight?
Oh, puedes alzar tu voz esta noche.
That's it, church. I wonder, can we press on in right now?
Oh, yo quiero que empujen esa oración.
I wonder, can we press on in right now?
Yo quiero que empujen para atrás.
I wonder if you can get that soul in mind right now.
Yo quiero que abras tu alma.
See those people in your neighborhood
en tu mente puedas mirar la vecindad
that
perdida.
You think they got it all together,
que tú piensas que tienen su vida bien.
But they just need a Savior.
Pero ellos necesitan un Salvador.
See that waitress that waited on you the other day.
Miras en la que te estaba sirviendo el otro
she
día.
Had an attitude.
Ella tenía una actitud.
But she just needs Jesus.
Pero ella nomás necesita Jesús.
See the mechanic that fixed your car this week.
Sí, lo que todo esta semana.
He needs Jesus.
Ellos necesitan a Jesús.
The doctor that you go to.
El doctor que tú vas.
He needs Jesus.
Él necesita Jesús.
Praise. When I was 17 years old,
cuando tenía 17 años,
walked out of the church on 2838 Ruffner Road.
Me salí de la iglesia en 2838 Ruffner Road.
And if you remember the church that was an awning that went right across the top,
y si tú te acuerdas de la que estaba ahí enfrente, de la que estaba ahí arriba,
when you stepped outside,
cuando te paraste ahí afuera,
and this message was the vision that God gave me.
Y este el mensaje fue la visión que Dios me dio.
Underneath that and on the ground,
abajo de eso y en la tierra,
was engulfed in flames.
Estaba lleno de fuego.
And all I could see in the vision,
y todo lo que podía mirar en la visión,
was hands reaching up in the fire.
Eran las manos extendiendo en el fuego.
And if you remember, we stood on that porch right there.
Y si tú te acuerdas, estábamos parados ahí afuera.
And the Holy Ghost screamed at me in that moment.
Y el Espíritu Santo me llamó en ese momento.
And it was simply what I preached to you tonight.
Y simplemente es lo que me predicó esta noche.
He said, "Reach for the hands."
Y se extiende tu mano.
Reach for the hands.
Extiende tu mano.
He said, "Pull them out of the flame."
Y dice, "Sácalos del fuego."
He said, "Pull them out of the fire."
Y dice, "Sácalos del fuego ardiendo."
And at that time, I wasn't even a preacher.
Y en ese momento no era predicador.
But I put it real close to my heart.
Pero lo puse bien cerca.
And I said, "God, I'm just going to try to be a soul winner.
Y dije, Dios, yo nomás quiero salvar almas.
I just want to reach the lost tonight.
Yo nomás quiero salvar a los perdidos.
I just want to reach the broken tonight.
Yo nomás quiero salvar al quebrantado.
I just want to reach somebody before they hit hell's flames tonight.
Yo nomás quiero salvar a alguien antes de que lleguen al infierno.
I wonder, do I got anybody that feels the same way?
Oh, yo me pienso, si hay alguien que se sienta
you must clap your hands if you feel that tonight.
Debes aplaudir tus manos si sientes
that
eso.
You would say,
que tú salvarías.
I just want to win souls. I just want to be a soul winner.
Yo nomás quiero salvar a las almas.
I just want to reach for the hands tonight.
Yo nomás quiero extender mis manos.
They're going to sing one more time and I wonder, can you cry out to God with a fervency in your spirit?
Que si tú puedes clamar a Dios con fervencia.
Like you've got a loved one that's outside of the doors. That's in the flames tonight. That's in the fire tonight. With a declaration. That I'm gonna reach for the hands.
Que voy a extender mis manos.
Somebody cry out to him one more time.
Alguien clame ahorita otra vez.
To worship you, I live. Praise God. I was talking to the theology class this morning. Brother Jermaine wasn't there. And I was explaining to our theology class this morning, as far back as I could remember, Bishop Sutton has taught us that you need to have a Bible study going at every season of your life. Whatever your ministry is, whatever it is that you do with your life, your time. And it was going all the way back to 15 or 16 years old, it was in my mind, have to have a Bible study going. It was Mario. I remember once walking into a salon, meeting a lady for the first time. And as I sat in the chair, my mind started to wander and think about, God, what's happening with this lady? And she started to pour out her heart to me. And that, I would stop by periodically to get my hair cut, didn't make an appointment. And as I would walk into that salon, multiple times she stopped in the middle of cutting my hair and she would begin to pour out her heart. She said, it's like you know when to stop in. She would multiple times begin to weep. There was a season of time where I was busy with work and other things, and I couldn't make it work in the schedule, and I just had Dad come by, and he taught that Bible study until they closed that shop for about 6 months to a group of ladies. It was just an encounter at a season in my life and a season in her life where a portal was opened up in heaven. And God began to minister to those ladies in that salon. And so there are people here tonight, you say, well, I don't know how to teach a Bible study. You don't have to know how to teach a Bible study. You don't have to know how to win a soul. Maybe you're just a conduit. Maybe you just host it. Maybe you just pick up the phone and say, I can't fit it in the schedule, but Brother Cliff, Brother Sutton, Brother Jermaine, Brother Stephen, can you come and help me? You may just be a facilitator of what God is doing in that situation, but I'm here to tell you that everywhere that you go, every encounter that you have, because you are a repository of the Spirit of God, there can be an encounter with somebody where their life is irrevocably changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the will of God. Praise God. Young men, let me charge you. Understand what I'm telling you tonight. It is the will of God that you teach a Bible study. Young men, I want you to come forward. Come stand across the front. I want to look at you in the eye. Young ladies, come stand across the front. Whatever you need to get the job done, if you come to us and you say, I want to be a Bible study teacher, but I don't know how to do it, or if you come and you say, I can't afford an outline or a chart, you go and find the student, and I'll buy the chart and the outline for you. You understand what I'm telling you? You find somebody that you encounter in your life, and just start asking people. How many of you will do that? You'll start asking people everywhere that you go, can I teach you a Bible study? Can I teach you a Bible study? I'm telling you, there's another season like we had at UAB in times. How many did we have come and get the Holy Ghost from that revival? We probably had 15 to 20 in that one AYRC revival. I remember that. I'm telling you, there's another revival just like that at the UAB School of Dentistry. Praise God. Ladies, I want y'all to stretch out here. I want you to come across the front right here. Stretch out. Guys, stretch out right in here. I want to see your face. When the foremost intellectual in the Western world, Jordan Peterson, put out a video just this week, and he made an appeal to the church. When a public intellectual stands up and addresses the church, Brother Warren, and he said, I know this may seem presumptuous to you. He said, maybe I'm not the one that should be making the appeal. But he said, you need to get a billboard and put it out and tell young men, we're opening the door to you. We are looking for you. There's hope for you. There's purpose for you. And he said, it's time for the church to stop focusing on social justice and on politics and remember that your primary job is to save souls. He said, the time is nigh. The day is at hand. When the world is making the appeal to the church, it's time for the church to focus on its primary business, and that is saving souls. Praise God. If you're going to Peak this week, why don't you come in? This would be a good time to do this, but if you're going to Peak, I want you to come and stand with these young people. Everybody who's traveling to Peak this week, I want you to come and stand across the front. We're going to have a time of prayer. We're going to pray. The church is going to pray for these that are going to be traveling, that God would anoint them. But I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost tonight that you have heard a word from God, and God wants to anoint this group for ministry. Come on, why don't you lift your hands to heaven right now and just begin to talk to them. If I could get the church to come in and stand and pray with these. We need some people of God to come and pray. Lay hands on these and pray the anointing and the power of God. I need mamas and daddies to come and help me pray. Come on, come and help me pray in the name of Jesus. Youth leaders, Sunday school teachers, come and help me pray. Lay hands on these. Come on, young people, lift your hands to heaven. I want to pray that God would anoint this group to win souls, to impact their world for the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody begin to cry out to him right now. Come on, somebody let the Holy Ghost pray through you right now. That's it. Take your liberty right now and pray in the Holy Ghost. Why don't you give God one more hand clap of praise and magnify his name if you're thankful for his word and his spirit that's here. We magnify your name, oh God. We glorify you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We'll go with God this week. We're so looking forward to a wonderful week of Peak. Go out and be a soul winner. Be a light and salt to your world. Praise God. Love somebody, strengthen them in the name of Jesus tonight, and you are dismissed. Praise God. By the way, if you're a parent of a Peak student, or if you are going to Peak, there's going to be a meeting in the chapel immediately after service tonight. God bless you.